Sasha, you want to just elaborate a little on how this thing works that helps people get around any government intervention?
Sure. Let me first start by cautioning you about starting memes. And what's interesting is the true history of the internet in a suitcase was that when Jim Glantz, who did a really great job on this article, contacted us and said, so what is it that you're doing? We explained, well, we're doing all this programming, we're developing this software, it can run on a whole bunch of different devices and turn them into blah, 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 and then it just ended up not really capturing anyone's attention. He's like, so what is the thing that comes out of it? I'm like, well, it's sort of a distributed infrastructure, it can run on any device. And he's like, so we have a photographer coming tomorrow, what is he going to photograph? And we're like, that's a good question. And so literally we went out and bought a suitcase and took a bunch of equipment that we had around the office that is sort of the examples of what this technology can run on and put it into a suitcase.
And the rest is history.
So yeah. I view the internet in a suitcase as it's actually a visual aid gone out of control. But the idea behind what we're developing, which is actually the important component here, is that you can use the technologies, the hardware that are on the ground today in these locations. You don't actually need to paradrop in a giant internet in a suitcase. You can transform people's available cell phones, laptops and computers, wireless routers that you might pick up here in the States at Best Buy or what have you, into your telecommunications infrastructure. And if you use software like the type that we're creating, you don't need a central cell tower. You don't even need an internet uplink to communicate locally. And you can imagine, if you can set up a system whereby there is no center, there's no point of surveillance, there's no point of control, there's no point to shut down. There's just a bunch of different equipment that people are turning on, turning off, that's creating this network of connectivity for sharing information, for distributing the phone pictures before your phone actually gets confiscated, that becomes a very powerful tool. Now, if you have an uplink of any sort, a satellite phone, a dial-up modem, et cetera, this will spread that connectivity throughout that network. But if you don't have an internet uplink, you still maintain local connectivity. And so you can think about this as, what's the first thing anyone that has an office with a bunch of computers do? They network all of those computers together and start sharing files, printers, other services and applications. What we're doing is saying, how do we take that same powerful tool and put it into the hands of anyone that wants to set up a network? So the technologies, actually the components of it, exist today. And what we're really focusing on is, how do we make them user-friendly, and how do we integrate these best of technologies from projects all around the globe into a single package that can be transported, not in a gigantic suitcase, but on your cell phone, on a USB drive, on a CD-ROM, on your laptop, or any other storage medium on Earth.